This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that one community that I'm talking about. How many people know you and how many people do you know? Think about that. Think about the impact you can have on stopping the totalitarians. But first, you must learn about them. And that's why you're going to stay tuned to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. You can email me at paul@a21r.com. A lot of things happening, of course, here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be with Red Smith from the Shasta Lantern, and we're going to be talking about his just spectacular article about Cal Exit, that whole article, and basically the unraveling and the exposure that we're going to bring the light, if you will, to the rodents running around on the ground. To this program that's designed to, well, it's a seditious program designed to destroy the union. And we're going to give you some tips on how we can maintain our union, our 50 states, actually, and add another one, 51st state, the state of Jefferson. We're also, a little bit later on, the next hour, we're going to be talking about all of Donald Trump's appointments. What about Chu? I guess that's the big question. That's going to be something we're going to hold the Donald accountable for, because it looks like, you know, we got a drug trafficker in the Department of Transportation. I mean, we got to be speculating about that. They're also going to be talking about his other appointments. And what about the guy who is masquerading around as a Islamic terrorist who runs over Ohio State students and starts hacking them with a butcher knife? Well, President Obama has successfully, I guess you could say, got his spawns out there in the network. Also, a big article that came out just a little while ago from Julian Assange we're going to bring up, and that is Julian Assange is alive and well. Everybody's been saying people have that we've had contact with have actually talked to Julian Assange. But he's got the article of the articles right now that he says that the CIA created Daesh, or ISIS, in other words. So the definitive evidence is now starting to come forward that, yes, President Barack Hussein Obama was the founding father of ISIS, and the founding mother was Hillary Rodham Clinton when she was Secretary of State. So the answers are piling up. The information's definitive that, yes, they are terrorists themselves. Will they be tried for war crimes? Probably not. But anyway, we can at least expose him at this point. Anyway, so welcome, Red. You got a lot of things going on with this article about CalExit. Why don't you briefly tell the audience what CalExit's all about?
Excuse me.
That's okay. I know you don't have a cough button in your studio there.
No. Yeah, a little bit under the weather up here. But, no, we do. We have several different things that are going on with CalExit. And we, once again, happen to be ahead of the curve on this one because of different things that were going on. Most people became aware of CalExit very recently after the election of Donald Trump and what seemed to be this spontaneous eruption in California of, well, if he's our president and that's the direction our country's going, we don't want to be a part of it. We want out of here. We'll be better off as our own republic. And this kind of spontaneous knee-jerk reaction to the election of Donald Trump. But it's anything but, because we've been tracking them ourselves for almost 8 months back when they were calling themselves Yes California.
Correct.
Now, because of my work with the State of Jefferson movement is how we became aware of them. We keep an eye on other movements and things like that that are going on, and we initially came across them and reached out to them to see what they were about and what were they up to, and it became rapidly obvious that they were about open secession from the United States, which is something that supporters of the State of Jefferson absolutely, positively, 100%, hands down, do not support and will resist with force if necessary.
And let me kind of tell the audience here that what we have here is this whole notion of the secessionist versus the state split. They're two different animals altogether. A secessionist completely. Movement is illegal. It's unconstitutional. And it means that you're going to break a state or a portion of a state or whatever, declare yourself an independent nation. And as we're going to find out, Jerry Brown wants to be El Presidente, which, if you think back on radio shows that I did a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was calling him then El Presidente because of his extraordinary, I guess you would say, overreach, reflexive law, the use of reflexive law to create treaties and so on. He was entering into, by the way, those are against the law. And we're going to certainly hold his feet to the fire on that one. But this notion that we're going to move Jefferson out in a secessionist one is wrong. We are legally doing the right thing by going through the Constitution of the United States of America and the state constitution in a state split. This is a legal process that's been tried and done and accomplished several times in other states, and we are going to follow that to the T. So this is a legal, lawful movement to form a new state, the state of Jefferson, the 51st state, put another star on the flag.
Absolutely. We are not in support of CalExit's methodology or their beliefs, and we've actually taken to calling Jerry as a Col del Rayo de Luna. That's called a moonbeam in Spanish.
Say that again.
A Col de Rio de Luna.
Call for an uprising. Welcome
and
for
those
show.
Of you that don't know, the Caldes are kind of the old Spanish land governors that used to exist before California came into the Union. So we've taken to calling Jerry the Calde, and as Governor Moonbeam, he would be a Col de Rio de Luna.
There you have it.
So that's just kind of our pet name for him.
Rio de Luna. As
but
a
the
lunatic.
interesting things about these guys is they've actually been around for almost 5 years that I've been able to backtrack them now, and have gone through several different evolutions. They've been Sovereign California, Yes California, now CalExit. And the reason that they are doing this, they're constantly chameleoning who they are and the face of their organization, is when they take their donations as a nonprofit, they're required to report who those donations come from, where they come from, things like that, to the Secretary of State. Well, they accept their donations and then they quietly close out that particular entity and open up a new one. So it's become very difficult to track the money.
So they're churning it and going from corporate. They're forming a new corporation every time they do it.
Yeah, they're rolling it over. Every so many cycles, they're rolling it over. Unfortunately, a failing on my part, because I began tracking their money when we contacted them about 8 months ago to see who they were, found out what they were, and became very concerned about their message and what they were up to. I started tracking the money. Now, they've had bank accounts that have laid dormant for years that started to see donations coming in, $2,000 here, $3,000 here, but they were coming in very rapid fashion, but they were always under the threshold for investigation. You start getting above that $5,000 mark, people start looking. Now, these were several of these I was started working on and managed to start tracking back these donations to third and fourth degree shell corporations from George Soros and the Ryoichi Sasakawa Peace Foundation. We're going to, for those of you that haven't heard about Ryoichi Sasakawa and stuff, we'll get into that a little bit later. But a failing on my part, I should have taken screenshots of that and printed those things out. I didn't. I recently went back to go get them again. And lo and behold, now since Yes California has become Cal Exit, those records are no longer available on the Secretary of State's website.
Isn't that interesting? Don't just you just gone. Love it when a plan comes together?
Yeah. And with the things that are, you know, upsetting to us is these people are seeing support from leadership in California.
Well, hang on. We got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that Cal Exit has support from politicians in California. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0. 2-1-1-0.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we've, yes, we're jumping onto the crazy train right now. We're talking about this Cal Exit movement, which we're finding out some very interesting things. This movement is well over 5 years old. It was put in place for a specific reason and a timing issue. Right now is its time, and here is the issue. Break away California and form a new nation. The interesting thing is that, as Red was talking, we have found out that there's two major funding sources, George Soros and his list of nonprofits, and they're doing it third and fourth generation nonprofit down to get the money into the CalExit accounts. And the Ryochi, I better say it right because I got corrected by some of my listeners, it's Ryochi Sasakawa Foundation. And those are the two funding groups. But there's also other players involved that are not affiliated necessarily with CalExit. They are now because we're going to affiliate them. California politicians who are engaged in this and actually are trying to promote secession from the United States of America.
That's absolutely true. Senator Pro Tem of the California legislature, Kevin DeLeon, for one. He made a statement directly after the election about how he woke up feeling that he was no longer a part of the United States, that he was living in a strange land. I believe the exact quote was, today, this was a statement by Kevin DeLeon and California Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon from Paramount, said, today we woke up feeling like strangers in a foreign land, because yesterday Americans expressed their views on a pluralistic and democratic society that are clearly inconsistent with the values of the people of California. Now, he goes on for some time to speak about how California must be a refuge and a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants, that the United States now represents resentment, bigotry, and misogyny, all of this leftist crap that's been kind of pushed. But at the end of his statement, he makes a very clear statement that California was not a part of this nation when its history began, but we are now clearly the keeper of its future. So you take a statement from the head of the California State Senate saying that he now feels like a foreigner, that California is a foreign land from the United States, that he believes the United States is representative of resentment, bigotry, and misogyny. And then he points out that California was not always part of the United States, and now it's his duty to be the keeper of California's future. And you start to see the picture that's coming into play as Kevin DeLeon and others, such as the mayor of Los Angeles, the police chief of Los Angeles, other mayors throughout California and sanctuary cities, are preaching open defiance to the federal government. And you start to see the way that this is going. So not only do you have these elected officials, and there are others that we're working on that are involved at the federal level, but you also have local government officials, mayors, police chiefs, things like this. Also, you have the interposition of the Catholic Church and Catholic archbishops who are speaking out against the United States and their policies and things like that. And the picture of CalExit, you rapidly begin to see that this is not just some flash in the pan knee-jerk reaction of people upset that they have to have a safe space because they lost an election, that this is a planned and coordinated attack to remove California from the union.
Well, and that sort of matches up something else that we had a week ago. We had an individual come to us, a group of us, who had attended a meeting, you know, I believe in the Natomas area, that involved the Mexican consulate. It involved three members of the Obama administration. It involved DeLeon, Rendon, the Senate Pro Tem and the Speaker of the Assembly, and several Assembly members and senators were there, and another host of other people. Also, there was La Familia Nuestra was represented.
Well, that's we have a list of individuals that were involved in some meetings and some things going on discussing California secession, and it's a massive list, and these meetings were moderated by members of the White House policy staff.
Right. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, that starts to sound a little bit treasonous.
It's absolutely seditious and treasonous. You know, the list I have is almost two single space pages long of these different organizations that were present. And the big one that we keep coming back to over and over again is La Raza.
Oh, La Raza. My good friends, La Raza.
Now, many of the members are directly tied to La Raza, and in fact, the lead speaker for Yes California, now CalExit, is none other than Marcus Ruiz Evans, who has been a key liaison between the California State Legislature and the federal government for over a decade. He has direct ties to the La Raza movement, and he believes that it is the duty and place of Mexico to reclaim what they consider the lost provinces, which is a reference to the American Southwest and California that was surrendered to the United States during the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo at the conclusion of the Mexican-American War. Now, the interesting thing about Ruiz Evans is he is also the lead author for Mikazuki Publishing Company. Now, Mikazuki Publishing Company is a publishing house out of Japan that is supported by the Sasakawa Peace Foundation. It's also an Islamic-based publisher. Mikazuki actually translates to as Knight of the Third Moon, or literally the Crescent Moon, which is the symbol of Islam, as is clearly represented in their logo, which I can't show you over the radio. But on the radio, it's clearly the Muslim crescent with the word Mikazuki in Japanese inside of the moon. This is the lead speaker for CalExit, is a dedicated La Raza spokesman who has worked as a key individual between California and the federal government for a decade and is the lead writer for this Islamist publishing house. Now, we talk about some of the participants in the meeting. We've got members from the AFL-CIO, Agricultural Coalition for Immigration Reform, ACLU, American Farm Bureau, Arizona Latino Commission, Associated General Contractors. I mean, it goes on and on. Christians for Comprehensive Immigration Reform, Church World Services, Citigroup, Essential Worker Coalition, Intel, Interfaith Workers Justice. I'm just kind of going through this very quickly. The Jesuit Refugee Service is one of them. Legal Momentum, major California city chiefs, McDonald's was represented, Microsoft was represented at some of these meetings, National Sheriff's Association, National Restaurant Association.
These are all people at these various meetings that have been going on about the exiting in California. What about
exiting California?
What about the other states? Because this is Aslan. This is the Reconquistadori or Conquistadori movement.
Well, they had representatives from organizations in Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado. We are working on some links to federal representatives and congressmen from California, Illinois, Utah, Nevada, again, New Mexico, Texas, all over. United Food Workers was present at some of these meetings, Walmart, World Relief. Now, here's your list of moderators for these meetings.
Okay, hold on. I think we got a break coming up. And when we come back, I want to go to the list of moderators, but also about the foundations themselves, because we know about George Soros, but a lot of people don't know about Ryoichi Sasakawa, who I should definitely pronounce the right way. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Yeah!
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle.
All present
at the Agenda 21 show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Red Smith and Shasta Lantern. We're talking about his article on CalExit, the hidden dangers of CalExit, and what a story this is. This is a major blockbuster story, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about it. I've been many times now, four times on the Dave Hodges show, and we're just getting blasted there because we're warning people about this whole CalExit program and what the other ancillary things that are going on in the other states of Aslan. It's the Reconquistadori movement to take over the southwest of the United States and bring it back to Mexico, which was seceded and bought, actually, openly by the United States after the Mexican-American War in the 1840s. Now they want it back. This has been a movement that's been going on a long time. I've been warning people about this for years. Very familiar with the whole content. Been to Mexico several times and seen some of the operations going on. But it's expanded now to quite a large list, and we're going through that list. I think at the end of the segment, we were talking about that list and some of the players on it. You had some more comments about it.
Well, we did, and like I said, I was going through the list rather quickly, and by no means is what I'm giving you comprehensive. I'm just giving you some of the major players,
and we will post it up on our website when we get the list, ladies and gentlemen, so it'll be there.
Yeah, but you've got companies like Hewlett-Packard, you know, the National Urban League, Oracle, the Police Foundation. I mean, it's massive, and sitting at the head of the table as the moderator, you have 1, 2, 3, for five representatives from the White House Domestic Policy Council. That's Melody Barnes, Heather Higginbottom, James Cavall, Tina Chen, and Buffy Wicks. And then you've got one, two, three, four, five, six representative or five representatives from the Department of Homeland Security: Marco Lopez, David Martin, Alejandro Mayorkas, John Morton, and Esther Olivera. And finally, a representative from the Department of Justice: Juan Osuna. These are the people that were sitting in the room discussing immigration policy, how to keep California as refuge state for illegal immigrations, and how basically to defy the federal government to the point of separating from the union and attempting to accomplish this.
Now, one of the things that my sources told me, and this is this is very serious, is that there's been open discussion about how to take California over by violence. And that
yes.
they're planning to actually do such violence upon Californians and Americans. And they actually have been speaking, singling out white people in particular, the white Europeans. Now, this is from a historical standpoint, ladies and gentlemen, if you study La Raza and you study the nature, the racist nature of these people, you will find that that is a common theme that they use, that they will get the Europeans out of California and the rest of what they perceive as Oslo. Now, this whole seed plant came from a guy by the name of Trotsky, and it has grown and Trotsky was, of course, Lenin's right-hand man for a long time. He comes to Mexico and he sets up a movement to try and destroy the United States of America, and especially,
Many people forget that Mexico has always been a direct enemy of the United States.
Right.
And in almost any conflict that you look at, Mexico has never been our friend. You look at the Mexican-American War. You look at World War One with the Zimmerman telegram that exposed that Mexico planned to invade the American Southwest during World War One with the help of Germany. It was actually that telegram that helped bring us into World War One. You look at the fact that World War Two, that during the first 2 years of the war, the German war machine was running on Mexican oil being imported out of Panama and Nicaragua, and that they had plans to cause disruption and sabotage in the American Southwest and along the Gulf Coast in coordination with the Nazi regime. And the United States and Roosevelt quietly invaded Mexico and took control of the ports, major cities, and oil pumping stations. It's something that's not talked about. But Mexico has never been a friend of the United States.
And, so of course, now we're seeing this whole thing come to fruition. And where's Jerry Brown in all this?
Well, that
he's
is
been kind of quiet,
question.
Hasn't he?
that is the million-dollar question. Just exactly what is the Calde Rio de Luna up to? And I think a lot of that comes from, well, who is a Calde Rio de Luna? Who is his family? Where does he come from? What is this guy up to? But before we get into our buddy Uncle Jerry...
get into this Rayosi Sasakawa business, because I think that's really important that people understand that.
I wanted to discuss who is the head and the leadership of this Louis J. Marinelli, who
right.
is currently the head of this movement. He's originally from Buffalo, New York, but in 2007 he moved to Samara, Russia, to work as an English as a second language teacher. After 6 months in Russia, he accepted a new teaching job in the city of Kazan in the Islamic Republic of Tatarstan, which is part of the Russian Federation about 500 miles east of Moscow. It was in Kazan, that Marinelli met his wife, Anastasia, who he married in 2015 in San Diego after they had repatriated in 2009. About 6 years, he ended up marrying Anastasia, who is a Muslim, and they began working for a private language school, and himself was a student at St. Petersburg University. He attempted to surrender his U.S. citizenship to become a Russian citizen, and he was talked out of it by somebody and was convinced to come back to the United States, and that his mission was to separate California from the evil United States, and that this is his mission in life. This is the guy that's the head of CalExit, is a guy that himself didn't even want to be a citizen of the United States anymore and moved to Russia to do that.
So what about, but the, you're not saying that there's a Russian edge to this. You're saying that his influence really has come from Islam.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I want to make that very clear.
It appears that his conversion to this idea of let's go and separate came after he married a Muslim wife when he began teaching in the Islamic Republic of Tataristan.
Kind of like Colin Kaepernick today with his Islamic girlfriend.
Yeah. What a pinhead.
But you can see, people can see how easily this, what happens when these people become converted, and think back of Colin Kaepernick's career. But anyway, but again, we don't see the Russians' hands on any of this, do we?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And I would say most of what we have found would be people that the Russian Federation are in direct confrontation with.
Yeah, that's what.
Remember, Vladimir Putin issued an arrest warrant for George Soros.
Right, right. We got to remember that. And it's also Vladimir Putin who, after seeing the Scott Bennett videotape of the Liberty Tour number 3 on July 7th, 2015, started bombing the heck out of ISIS. We just don't want to let that one go, by the way. And now today, as I was saying, we get more definitive information from WikiLeaks' Julian Assange, who is alive, by the way. He's not dead, and he's perkier than ever. But he's changed locations, and I can't tell you any more than that right now. But he has changed locations, and he's much safer, much more secure. But the point is that he put out an article today that definitively pins down that it was the CIA who created ISIS.
Yeah,
so,
surprise,
you know, that's something
surprise,
to think
surprise.
About. Yeah, surprise, surprise. Anyway, so we got Jerry Brown. Do we want to talk about him yet, or you want to continue on with this? The two leaders that we have here of this organization, which are clearly Islamic.
With the two leaders, you definitely see the ties to Islam, the anti-American rhetoric from the very beginning of who they are, and the connection of La Raza. And you start to see something that you and I have both been talking about that people kind of look at as funny, is the blending of Catholicism and Islam.
Right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a break coming up. When we come back, more of Red Smith. We're going to talk about this link between Islam and Catholicism to try and, well, take over the state of California and form a new nation, which is not going to happen, by the way. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and this is a blockbuster show, if you will, exposing CalExit, the Catholic-Islamic relationship, and also some of the players that are involved. We're going to be talking about the foundations that are supplying the money to all this, and with us is Red Smith to do that. Red, we were talking about this linkage that's going on between Roman Catholicism and Islam, which, by the way, in Europe, it's very well known. Here in California, it's not.
It is. And also in Europe is the memory of the linkage of the Catholic Church and fascism.
Oh, you mean like being connected to Hitler in Nazi Germany and supplying money to the Nazis, and then, of course, after the war, supplying refuge for them through the Rat Line in Odessa and that sort of thing.
The several different things that they did to help foster fascism, especially in the Middle East and Southeast Asia, which are predominantly Muslim countries. There was a lot of ex-Nazis that went and became advisors, members of state, generals. We were just investigating a guy named Otto Skorzeny, who was referred to as Hitler's commando. The guy was basically a Nazi Superman and pulling off different operations. He's the guy that rescued Benito Mussolini, who in truth basically went to the Middle East and Ireland and different places and invented modern day terrorism, all through Spain, through Madrid, through the support of the Rat Line and the Catholic Church.
Now let's can we spell that name for Otto Skorzeny?
Otto Skorzeny, Otto Skorzeny.
Z-Y. Okay.
I believe that's it. You start to get into this and you start to find the linkage of who's who, and really the Nazi Party never fell apart. They just moved and diversified.
The Fourth Reich. The Fourth Reich. And, you know, by the way, if you're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the History Channel's series, they had a series of about seven or eight shows last year in the first season of Hunting Hitler. I suggest strongly that everybody watch these programs. Tonight there's a show number two of the second season. And as we have pointed out here on this radio show through our interviews with many people, including I believe Jerome Corsi. We've had Jerome Corsi on the show about this, and certainly Peter Lavenda, who has written the Defendi book. He was the first one to come out with the facts that Adolf Hitler did not die in the bunker. He moved on to Argentina and then ultimately into Indonesia. Now, some people have him dying in Argentina. No. That's just a ruse. The reality check is he went to Indonesia, which was where he was being ferreted around, passed around from place to place in Argentina initially. And the reason why he left Argentina, and they bring this out in the program, actually the final show of last season's series, they bring out the fact he left Colombia and was not seen again. Well, he was off in Indonesia. And, of course, the legacy lived on because Adolf Hitler had a lot of gold and a lot of resources available to him, And he could go and do Adolf Hitler things in Indonesia, which is, in fact, what he did. So Peter Lavenda brings that out. Jerome Corsi brings that out. Several of the authors that are on the program bring that out. But Hitler lived. And this is a reality in our world today that people just don't understand, do they, Red?
Well, it was always thought that there was possibility, and it was discussed all the way after World War II, and a lot of it was considered this aluminum foil, tin pot hat wearing conspiracy. But since the Freedom of Information Act and the declassification of documents, a lot of this is proven to be absolutely factually true. That there's no denying the rat lines. There's no denying the number of Nazi war criminals that were pardoned and sent forth upon the world to fight communism. There's no denying any of these things, that they absolutely occurred. And there is overwhelming evidence that Adolf Hitler survived for decades after the war. And in truth, the Nazi government, the Nazi ideal, Nazi regime, was never destroyed in World War II. They simply slipped away, diversified, and went global.
They morphed. Yeah, and of course the globalization was really much bigger than what even Peter Lavenda talks about in his books. He's got the rat line and then the Hitler legacy, because Hitler lived and he knows that. We all know that. The evidence is very, very clear. He helped with the overthrow of the Sukarno regime during, 1956 to 1964.
Which ties right back into our story, because the other half of the fascists in World War II that a lot of people just seem to gloss over and forget about was the Japanese, and how vicious the Japanese fascists are and what they did and what they were up to and the things that went on. Most of their political apparatus and military apparatus stayed in place and became part of the Marshall Plan. A prime example of that is this guy we've been mentioning, Ryoichi Sasakawa.
So who was Ryoichi Sasakawa?
Who wasn't Ryoichi Sasakawa? Yeah. Is probably a better question. Yeah. Now, Ryoichi Sasakawa was a guy that founded a organization in Japan that was a Japanese patriot organization, very fascist-minded, very nationalistically Japanese, didn't like to see the westernization that was going on of Japan. Became very powerful through this group that he set up, and he was actually a warlord. Again, a lot of people don't remember that really World War II started in the early 30s, yeah, when Japan invaded Western China.
Red, hang on a second. We got another break. Sorry about that. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to catch up with this story. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all.
Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about, the Cal Exit Program. And I'll tell you, we've jumped into the Nazis right away here on the Cal Exit Program. And we're outing Ryoichi Sasakawa Foundation and Ryoichi Sasakawa. And Chris Street's on the radio all the time with me. But, Red, we've got up against the time clock here, so we're going to continue on with you in the next hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, make your plans to... I would curl up with a big bowl of popcorn and some soda, because what we're about to reveal to you in the next hour is going to be absolutely stunning, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and the fact that nobody knows who this guy is what fascinated me. The fact that I didn't know who he was until I came across him. This guy should be famous. I mean, this guy should be as famous as Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or any of these other people.
When we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about his relationship to Adolf Hitler, his relationship to the Catholic Church, and even to Italy, which is kind of interesting. But what happened to Ryoichi Sasakawa was even more interesting, and the rape of Nanking. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that the rape of Nanking also occurred under his watch.
That was him.
Anyway, we're coming up against the end of the show here, at least this hour. Stay with us for the next hour, because you do not want to miss all this information about, hashtag CalExit. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, as I always say, when we get to this part of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. And guess what? Somebody doesn't like it. This has happened to our history before, but it's on our shores now. Stay with us. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.